to Egypt and pay all expenses for such a campaign will take a boldness I do not yet feel. I dare think that much of being a princess is being an actor. This morning, a shout came from our lookout. He had seen an Egyptian grain vessel coming toward us, apparently on her way back to Alexandria. I and others on our boats have been hurriedly writing notes. I have been considering Tryphaena's threat. Because Father will not discuss this, I have taken it upon myself to send a message to her from both of us. Soon I will explain my strategy to him. If the weather is not too rough, passing ships always try to exchange letters to deliver when they arrive in the next port. At this moment, the Egyptian grain vessel is dropping her sails, and we are dropping ours so we can approach each other slowly. Just below her bow is a figurehead of the twin gods Castor and Pollux, who appear to be dancing as the ship rises with each wave. The figurehead is painted gold, red, and royal blue, one of the most elegant carvings I have ever seen, perhaps because sailors believe these gods will protect them.